This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Reproductive Health Equity Act to enshrine abortion rights in Colorado law cleared the Democratic-controlled state Senate this week. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Republican-led states like Texas already have near-total abortion bans in place. And advocates of this bill say it helps ensure Colorado can protect abortion access for women throughout the region, especially if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. The bill passed the legislature on party lines. The head of Colorado's Republican Party called it a dark day and said the bill is barbaric. It now heads to Governor Polis, who has said he'll sign it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
On the same day that bill passed in the state Senate, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains announced it received its largest single donation ever, $20 million from Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon owner Jeff Bezos. Congressman Jason Crow says his new climate bill will help make communities more resilient. CPR Sam Brash reports it's modeled after efforts in Colorado.
The federal legislation would authorize a $1.2 billion grant program for states to set up resiliency offices to help local governments prepare for climate disasters. Crow says it's clear why that's attracted bipartisan support.
Either we spend a small amount of money now to prevent natural disasters, or we spend many more times that amount of money after it happens.
Colorado first created a state resiliency office in 2013. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.